Brilliance Audio presents Memory and Oblivion by Paloma Sanchez Garnica. Translated by Achi Ovejas. Performed by Cynthia Farrell. The ringing of the telephone breached the silence in the bedroom, permeating everything. Carlota's eyes opened. Her body, tense, remained immobile for a fraction of a second, unable to respond until she willed herself to action, stirring between the sheets. She sat up, leaning on her elbow, and tapped the base of the lamp. The faint light brought her out of the shadows without blinding her. In the meantime, the wretched phone kept at it, its ringing whacking every single thing like machetes through a dark, silent forest. Still numb from the sleepy languor she'd been so harshly awakened from, her mind wasn't yet working. The landline hardly ever rang anymore. It was a kind of relic, like a fossil, stuck to the little nightstand in the room, a useless artifact from years ago. Nobody used a landline. In addition to the disconcerting, almost forgotten ring like a cry from the past, there was the timing of it. When Carlota reached out to grab the receiver, she glanced at the digital clock. 2 minutes before 6 o'clock. With her heart in her throat, she put the phone to her ear. "Yes," she said in a thick voice, still dazed from the abrupt waking.
"Carlota Lopez Molina?"
said an unknown woman's voice, wary and serious. When she heard that first surname, a name she had cast aside years before, her eyes widened, and she sat up suddenly, as if someone had thrown a bucket of cold water on her. She searched her mind, trying to imagine what might come next.
"Yes," she said uneasily. "This is she speaking. Who is this?"
The crushing silence intimidated her. She put her feet on the soft rug and stood up, bracing herself to hear whatever this woman was about to tell her.
"Hello?"
she asked of the silence in her ear.
"Who is this?" "Carlota, it's your sister."
"What?" Her brain struggled to process the information.
"I'm Julia Balmaceda, your sister,"
the woman repeated, but not with insistence, convinced instead that Carlota just hadn't understood her.
"I'm calling because my father..."
The voice went silent again, gearing up for a correction.
"Carlota, your father is dying. Carlota?"
The woman's voice broke through her stupor.
"I'm still here." "Your father wants to see you."
"My father." The words seemed to fall apart on her lips.
"He's not well. He's been in the hospital 2 days. He asked me to let you know. Forgive the hour, but... I've had to gather some strength to make this call."
"Yes." Carlota felt a shiver on her neck.
"I don't know. I don't know what to tell you." "Give it some thought. He says he can't die without seeing you. That he has to talk to you. And I'm afraid it's true, Carlota. He really needs this.